Hello there. May I speak with Norberto?
This is his wife.
Hi there. This is Martin. I'm calling on a recorded line regarding the Roundup lawsuit. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good.
All right. Good, good. And have you or Norberto been able to talk to an attorney about the Roundup lawsuit yet?
No, I have not. Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second, please. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. No, we have not.
Okay.
I don't know who to talk to.
No, that's definitely very common. We can definitely help you out here. So, you know, I'll go ahead and ask you just a few questions just to make sure that it's a good fit there. So it was, okay. So was it Norberto that used the Roundup?
Well, he got, he has lymphoma, so.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know lost it for that Roundup.
Okay. Do you know what subtype or if it was a Hodgkin's lymphoma or a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
He was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but as years went by, he got, like, different kind of lymphomas. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, I'm sorry. You know what? I actually missed the – if it was non-Hodgkin's or Hodgkin's, it just was hard to hear at that point.
Non-Hodgkin's.
It was non-Hodgkin's? Okay. And so then, yeah, that's definitely something that has been correlated and included in the lawsuit for Roundup. So I always like to repeat, I'm on a recorded line in case I forgot. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes. And then I have an email, too, that you can send information to my email.
Okay, great. All right. And then here, let me go ahead and ask you, too. So how often would he spray Roundup?
Well, it was probably done back in the day with his parents where we lived at, you know, people that were spraying it. He remembers that his dad used to use that Roundup a lot.
Oh, really?
As he was growing up, yeah. And then we would use it in our yard too, but God, I wouldn't even know, like, how much we would use it. I know we would use it.
Yeah. Okay,
thinking that it would be harmful.
No, exactly. I mean, that's the part of it that's negligent, right? So Monsanto was negligent in just, you know, divulging that information that it was actually, you know, could make you sick.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, too many people, you know, probably would have stopped using it if they knew that. Especially because of the consequences. Yeah, so, I mean, that's really the issue there. And then, okay. And when was he diagnosed, if you don't mind me asking, with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
He was diagnosed in 1986. Mm-hmm. At the age of 24, he was diagnosed. And he's been suffering with it since.
Oh my goodness. And has it like gone away and come back?
You don't have a number, huh? Well, yes, it's gone away, but it's come back. He's gone through a lot of treatments, a lot. Even had to do a transplant, everything. He's gone through a lot.
Was he ever in like in full remission or cancer free at any point, and then had like a pretty much was re-diagnosed with it? Do you remember at least when that would have been?
You know, can I call you right back on this number?
Sure.
I have another number.
I'm gonna text you. That's a better number. You'll get me instead of whoever in the office is available. Okay.
Okay.